Acts chapter 9. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Master, went to the high priest, and desired from him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, so that if he should find any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying to him in the Hebrew language, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And he said, "Who are you, Master?" And the Master said, "I am Yeshua whom you persecute. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Master, what do you wish for me to do?" And the Master said to him, "Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told to you what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand, and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus, named Ananias, and the Master said to him in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Behold, I am here, Master." And the Master said to him, "Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prays, and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias, coming in, and putting his hand on him, so that he might receive his sight." Then Ananias answered, "Master, I have heard by many of this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests, to bind all who call on your name." But the Master said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen vessel for me to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him what great things he must suffer for my name's sake." And Ananias went, and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, "Brother Saul, the Master, even Yeshua who appeared to you in the way as you came, has sent me, so that you may receive your sight, and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received sight immediately, arose, and was baptized. And when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then Saul was some days with the disciples who were at Damascus. And immediately he preached the Messiah in the synagogues, that he is the Son of Elohim. But all who heard him were amazed, and said, "Is this not he who destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem, and came here for that intent, so that he might bring them bound to the chief priests?" But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews who dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the Anointed. And after many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying in wait was known to Saul. And they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night, and let him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him, brought him to the apostles, and declared to them how he had seen the Master in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Yeshua. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem. And he spoke boldly in the name of the Master Yeshua, and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Which when the brothers knew, they brought him down to Caesarea, and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then the assemblies had rest throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of Yeshua, and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, were multiplied. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he also came down to the saints who dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick with the paralysis. And Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Yeshua the Messiah healeth you. Arise, and make your bed." And he arose immediately. And all who dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him, and turned to Yeshua. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, who by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. And it came to pass in those days, that she was sick, and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper chamber. And as Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent to him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose, and went with them. When he had come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made, while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth, kneeled down and prayed, and turning to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand, and lifted her up, and when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Master. And it came to pass, that he stayed many days in Joppa with one Simon, a tanner.